It's time now to check in with Anne Harvey, who's the Group Account Manager with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood here in Tasmania, to talk about International Plasma Awareness Week. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Anne, how are you going?
I'm really well, thanks, Lee. Great to be on again.
No, more than welcome. It's International Plasma Awareness Week. What's this all about?
So, as you know, with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, it's wonderful when we see people come in to save some lives. And people often ask, you know, what type of blood product am I donating? And plasma is just a part of your blood. You can do a plasma donation as part of a whole blood donation or as just plasma. And the reason it's so fantastic is because it can be made into 18 different life-giving products. So to treat people with anything from, you know, cancer to immune disorders, haemophilia or kidney disease, and we need nearly 700 plasma medications and transfusions are sent to hospitals in Tasmania every single week.
Wow.
And that's why it's so important.
So there's more to blood than meets the eye.
That's exactly right. And one of the wonderful things about plasma is, you know, people want to help. And with plasma donations, you can help more people more often because you can actually donate more often. So we have some very, very dedicated donors who come in and do a plasma donation every 2 weeks, which is really amazing.
Wow. And is the process the same as giving blood?
It does take a little bit longer, so people often ask, is the needle the same size? And yes, definitely. but the process just takes a little bit longer. So we say allow an hour for a whole blood donation, and that's about 7 to 10 minutes actually on the couch. And with a plasma donation, we say allow an hour and a half because it just does take a little bit longer on the couch. But it's very relaxing. You've got a bit more time to perhaps read your book while you're relaxing and saving some lives.
So if anybody's interested in perhaps stopping on by a Lifeblood Centre in Tasmania, they can do so and just have a bit of a chat about the process.
The really fantastic thing to do, Lee, is pop onto the website, which is just lifeblood.com.au. That has some amazing information about what plasma is and what it does and what the donation process is all about. But it's also great to make an appointment before you go in, because then we can make sure that you're well prepared for your donation, because you'll get information about how to do that. Hydration, for example, is really important the day before and on the day. So make an appointment. You can also just download the Donate Blood app as well, and that's really good and easy on your phone, or you can call 131495.
Lovely. And, of course, snacks. You get a snack afterwards and you've got a new snack range. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And even if you're thinking, oh, but I'm gluten-free or I'm vegetarian, we're catering for a lot of those different dietary requirements as well. So, and even milkshakes. Ooh. The milkshakes are back.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's exactly right. You can spend some time, save some lives, have a relax, and have a really good snack. I freely admit that the lemon and yogurt little slices, they're my favourite.
Right. Oh, very good. Thanks for the update. Let's make this a regular thing, Anne, if we can.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that because there's so much more to learn about blood. But this week, it's all about the plasma.
Good on you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee.
Anne Harvey, Group Account Manager, Tasmania with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood on the home run.